from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listener, how are you today? Right now, you got to buckle up, because more information about Indonesia is coming up next with me, Stephanie Wow. Make sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at the frequency 3325 kHz or 750 kHz, or you can also listen on our online streaming on voanews.id or the app RRI Digital. And now, we would like to begin the program with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia and Papua New Guinea strengthen education cooperation. Hamas and Fatah groups to meet in Beijing to discuss reconciliation. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology and the Government of Papua New Guinea agreed to strengthen cooperation in the field of education in a bilateral meeting. In a release broadcast by the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology on Tuesday night, it was stated that cooperation was realized through the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding in the field of education by the Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia and the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Papua New Guinea. Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology Nadiem Anwar Makarim said the Indonesian government welcomes the efforts of the two countries in maintaining educational cooperation through a cooperation tax that will be valid until 2033. The cooperation includes student exchange programs, joint research, scholarships, curriculum development, language learning and training programs. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy of the Republic of Indonesia, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, promoted the potential of Indonesia's intellectual property to representatives of member countries of the World Intellectual Property Organization in Geneva, Switzerland. A press release from the ministry on Tuesday stated, Minister Sandiaga explained, intellectual property in Indonesia is closely related to local traditions and culture. According to Sandiaga, almost all intellectual property in Indonesia inserts local cultural elements. The Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, who attended the ASEAN reception on the sidelines of the 65th series of meetings of the assemblies of the member states of the organization, said, Indonesia has very rich intellectual property potential. The minister said his party always cooperates with various parties to keep local traditions and cultures from being eroded by the times. Next, we have Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, which is committed to supporting the fulfillment of natural gas for the needs of the fertilizer industry in order to build national food security. In a discussion in Jakarta on Tuesday, Director of Oil and Gas Program Development of the Directorate General of Oil and Gas of the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Mirza Mahendra, explained, the Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources is also very concerned with the fulfillment of natural gas for the needs of the fertilizer industry. Regarding the fertilizer industry, the ministry routinely conducts updates if there's new factory development and so on. Based on data from the ministry, the volume of domestic natural gas utilization reached about 5 billion British thermal units per day by 2023. The ministry ensures the availability of gas as a raw material for fertilizers to ensure the availability of fertilizers for farmers, maintain fertilizer price stability, and increase national food production. The last national news comes from Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, who said two European Parliament think tanks, European Parliamentary Research Service and the European University Institute assess Indonesia's economy was able to grow steadily amid global economic uncertainty. In a press release from the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs on Tuesday, Minister Airlangga explained the European Parliament think tanks assess the Indonesian economy managed to maintain sustainable growth after the economic recession in 2020. According to Airlangga, this assessment is strategic because the data released is used as a working reference for members of the European Parliament. From the results of the two European Parliament think tanks, Indonesia generally excels in various indicators. In terms of foreign direct investment and inflation rate, Indonesia is more stable over time compared to European Union countries. Now we move to the international news. 8 Pakistani soldiers were killed when a suicide bomber rammed an explosives-laden vehicle into an army enclave, the Pakistani military said on Tuesday, cited by AFP. A group of 10 militants launched an attack on Monday on a western town of Banu, but were prevented from entering an area housing military facilities, army staff, and their families. The attackers rammed an explosives-laden vehicle into a wall surrounding the area, killed 8 soldiers and paramilitary troops. All 10 militants were killed in subsequent fighting in the town near the border with Afghanistan, the military said, giving no indication of the number of wounded. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, expects the world economy to grow 3.2% this year, unchanged from its April forecast, according to an update of its World Economic Outlook reported on Tuesday. Reported by AFP, the IMF reasoned that global activity and world trade increase at the turn of the year, trade driven by strong exports from Asia, particularly in the technology sector. The IMF expects world economic growth of 3.3% by 2025. But while world growth appears stable, the IMF has lowered its projections for the United States and Japan. We end the news with Palestinian groups Hamas and Fatah, who are scheduled to meet in Beijing on July 20 to discuss inter-Palestinian reconciliation. China will chair a meeting covering Palestinian groups in an effort to end internal divisions and will be preceded by a meeting between Hamas and Fatah groups. This was conveyed by Abdel Fattah Daulah, a senior Fatah leader told Anadolu News Agency, quoted by Antara State News Agency on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Fatah Central Committee member Azam Al-Ahmad emphasized his movement will participate in the Beijing meeting with openness aimed at ending divisions. The Hamas group has not yet responded to the meeting plan. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listeners, today's commentary is about Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates to strengthen cooperation. President of Indonesia Joko Widodo made a brief state visit to the United Arab Emirates. On Tuesday evening local time, the President of the United Arab Emirates Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan welcomed President Joko Widodo's arrival. President Joko Widodo's visit this time is only a day. In a press statement at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Force Base in Jakarta before takeoff on Tuesday, 16th of July, the president said he would immediately return home as soon as possible after he finished meeting President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. According to President Joko Widodo, the meeting will discuss various efforts to raise economic cooperation and strategic investment. As said by President Joko Widodo, the United Arab Emirates is one of Indonesia's main and strategic partners in the Middle East. The United Arab Emirates is also the first country in the Middle East to have a Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, with Indonesia. The agreement was signed on July 1, 2022, and has been in force since September 1, 2023. Considering the short time frame, President Joko Widodo's visit to the United Arab Emirates certainly has specific important meanings. As reported by Compass.com, a number of topics are discussed, one of which is related to investment in Indonesia's new capital city, Nusantara. The president said there would be a signing of a business-to-business or B2B memorandum of understanding witnessed by the government of the United Arab Emirates and Indonesia. Besides that, President Joko Widodo informed that the various collaborations discussed with the president of the United Arab Emirates would continue to be implemented by the new government later. President Joko Widodo will end his term of office in October this year. It is hoped that in the next Indonesian government, cooperation in various sectors both results in trade transaction and investment value between Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates will increase. Moreover, the commitment to strengthening cooperation was also put forward by the United Arab Emirates Minister of Energy Suhail Al-Mazrui during his visit to Indonesia in February 2024. According to him, Indonesia is a priority for the United Arab Emirates, and his country not only promised to promote investment in Indonesia, but also to promote Indonesia to the world. That was commentary.
We begin today in history with July 17, 1976, when East Timor joined Indonesia. On July 17, 1976, East Timor was officially integrated into Indonesia. East Timor became the 27th province of Indonesia. The region of East Timor includes the former Portuguese colonial territory on the eastern part of Timor Island. The integration of East Timor into Indonesia was conducted through an operation known as Operasi Seroja. This operation was launched in response to the actions of the Fretilin Party, which had unilaterally declared the independence of the Democratic Republic of East Timor on November 28, 1975. Operasi Seroja is considered the largest military operation ever carried out by Indonesia. Moving on to July 17, 2009, about Mega Kuningan bombing in Jakarta. On July 17, 2009, suicide bombs rocked JW Marriott and Ritz-Carlton hotels in the Mega Kuningan area of South Jakarta. This incident killed 9 people and injured more than 50 others, including Indonesians and foreigners. The explosion was a carefully planned act of terrorism, and a similar unexploded bomb was found in room 1808 of the JW Marriott Hotel. The bombers were believed to have stayed in that room 2 days before the attack. We end today in history with July 17, 2014, about the crash of Malaysia Airlines MH17 in Ukraine. On July 17, 2014, Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 or MH17 crashed in eastern Ukraine near the Russian border. The Boeing 777-200ER aircraft was en route from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur and crashed, killing all 283 passengers and 15 crew members. Among the victims were 12 Indonesian citizens. The aircraft was reported to have been shot down by a Russian-made BUK surface-to-air missile from an altitude of 10,000 meters, about 50 to 60 kilometers before entering Russian airspace. That's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Wajahmu tercermin sebuah ragu setelah sekian lama mencoba saling jaga bermata cerminan cinta yang kini kusam dan hampa masihkah berharap rindu dan rasa bila hanya mampu sesakkan kabur masihkah tersisa kenangan kita bila yang terindah menjadi beban dan terancam punah. Seolah berdua tapi sebatang kara. Oh, segala janji dan mimpi menjadi luas tak bertepi. Masihkah berharga rindu dan rasa bila hanya masihkah tersisa kenangan kita bila yang terindah menjadi beban dan terancam punah.
Sikap tersisa kenangan kita. Bila yang terindah menjadi beban dan terancam. Kita kini terancam punah.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesian President and Papua New Guinean Prime Minister agree to increase cooperation. Indonesian President Joko Widodo received Papua New Guinea Prime Minister James Marape, who was in a working visit in Indonesia at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, Monday, July the 15th. During the meeting, the two leaders discussed increasing cooperation between the two countries, ranging from defense, cross-border, trade, health, to education fields. President Joko Widodo said, they discussed bilateral cooperation, including the entry into force of a defense cooperation agreement, which was very important to strengthen the security of the two countries. Indonesia also welcomes the implementation of the second joint business forum and the signing of two cross-border lands MOUs for passenger and goods transportation, which are important for improving the economy and strengthen relation between residents at the border. He also reiterated the importance of continuing discussions on the preferential trade agreement to increase trade, renewal of the health cooperation agreement, and signing of education cooperation to strengthen collaboration between Indonesia and Papua New Guinea. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo also emphasized that Indonesia and Papua New Guinea have started cooperation in the field of electricity network development. Indonesia, through PT PLN Persero, has finished building an electricity network on the border of Skow and Wutung. Apart from that, Indonesia is also committed to continuing to support the development of Papua New Guinea and other Pacific countries. The president said that as a strategic partner, Indonesia appreciates the role of Papua New Guinea in increasing cooperation in the Pacific region, and for this reason, he hopes Papua New Guinea can continue to provide support in efforts to increase cooperation with Pacific countries, including the MSG or Melanesian Spearhead Group and PIF or Pacific Islands Forum. President Joko Widodo also expressed sympathy to the people of Papua New Guinea who were affected by the landslide disaster recently and hoped they would recover quickly. That was My Indonesia Today.
Still alive in the night. hancur hatiku mengenang dikau jadi keping-keping setelah kau pergi tinggalkan kasih sayang yang pernah singgah antara kita masihkah ada sayang itu memang salahku yang tak pernah bisa meninggalkan dirinya untuk bersama kamu walau untuk terus bersama kan ada hati yang kan terluka aku tahu kau tak mau sekali lagi maafkanlah yang telah dijalani tapi bila itu yang kau pikir yang terbaik untukmu bahagiaku untuk dirimu sekali lagi maafkanlah karena meninggalkan dirinya untuk bersama kamu walau untuk terus bersama kan ada hati yang kan terluka dan ku tahu pertama sekali lagi maafkanlah karena
of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Moyo Island, Indonesia, one of the most popular tourism destinations in East Nusa Tenggara. It is not only ordinary tourists who come to Moyo Island, but some famous people, such as Lady Diana, Mick Jagger, David Bowie, and the most famous footballer, David Beckham, has visited and stayed on this island. Moyo Island is enchanting with its exclusive natural beauty. In addition to its main attraction of marine tourism destinations, such as Tanjung Pasir Beach, the island also has natural destinations such as Matajitu Waterfall and Senggalo Waterfall. Moyo Island is divided into two villages, namely Labuan Aji and Sebotok. The best time to visit the island is during the dry season in June and July, although the tides begin to recede in April. Moyo Island, located in Saleh Bay, is a national park reserve. It's located in a strategic area with other tourism attractions such as Gili Matra in Lombok, Satonda Island Nature Park in Bima Dompu, and Komodo National Park. Listener, Moyo Island can only be reached by sea transportation in a 30-passenger wooden boat. The cost is around 30,000 rupiah or $2 per person for one trip. Alternatively, you can rent a fishing boat from 350,000 to 400,000 rupiah per day from Tanjung Pengawas Fish Landing Base, Labuhan Badas, Sumbawa. The trip from Badas Harbor in Sumbawa Besar City to Moyo takes about 2 hours. If you're lucky, a group of dolphins will swim near the boat as if guiding your journey to Moyo Island. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Malam yang dingin, ku harap engkau datang memberi kerinduan di selam mimpi-mimpinya.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Pertunjukan harian,
which means a daily show. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and Widari, a member of a vlog community from Bali. While watching a Kecak dance performance in Uluwatu, Widari told Chris that it was a daily performance. Let's listen to their conversations.
Tari Kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
After listening to the conversation, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Karena itu,
which means therefore.
Tari kecak,
which means kecak dance.
Menjadi,
which means to become.
Pertunjukan,
which means show.
Harian,
which means daily.
Di sini.
Which means here.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
Which means, therefore, kecak dance becomes daily show here.
Heboh.
Which means excited.
Gerakan.
Which means movement.
Energik.
Which means energetic.
Kompak.
Which means harmonious.
Padahal.
Which means various.
Penari.
Which means dancer.
Iringan musik.
Which means music accompaniment.
Setiap hari.
Which means every day.
Penonton.
Which means viewer.
Apalagi.
Which means moreover.
Disuguhi.
Which means to be presented.
Pemandangan.
Which means panorama.
Matahari terbenam.
Which means sunset. In the conversation, you heard this statement.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
Which means, therefore, kecak dance has become a daily performance here. The statement contains the word
harian, harian,
which means daily or every day. The word
harian, harian,
which means daily, expresses the frequency of activities that are done every day. In the statement, the word
harian, harian,
is used to describe the kecak dance performance that is performed every day in Uluwatu. Now let's listen to other examples of an adverbial word that expresses the frequency of an activity in relation to a unit of time.
Mingguan, mingguan,
which means weekly or every week.
Saya mengikuti kursus bahasa Indonesia mingguan. Saya mengikuti kursus bahasa Indonesia mingguan.
Which means I attend a weekly Indonesian language course.
Bulanan, bulanan,
which means monthly or every month.
Penari kecak di sini menerima gaji bulanan. Penari kecak di sini menerima gaji bulanan.
Which means the kecak dancer here receive a monthly salary. Kecak dance is one of the traditional Balinese dances. Kecak dance is usually performed by dozens of male dancers. They sit in a circle, move, and sing together. The distinctive sound heard is chaka 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 chaka. The sound makes this dance called kecak dance. Kecak dance is inspired from the epic stories of the Ramayana. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today. For more clarity, let's listen to an example conversation once again.
Tari kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversation entitled
Pertunjukan Harian. Pertunjukan Harian,
which means daily show. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Sumatra entitled Tak Tun Tuang. The song was popularized by Upia, an activist of Minang or native West Sumatra songs and culture. The song was released in 2016 and went viral in Malaysia and Thailand in 2017. Many Malaysian and Thai netizens sang the song Tak Tun Tuang. The word Tak Tun Tuang doesn't have a special meaning, but just an imitation of the sound of a typical Minang drum rhythm, while other lyrics contain a message to love yourself for who you are. No matter what people say, the important thing is not to disturb others. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from West Sumatra, entitled Tak Tun Tuang by Upia. Happy listening.
Apalagi kalau sudah
Voice of Indonesia.
Ya susah zaman sekarang. Kemari beda, kesini beda, kesana beda. Kerja beda badan, nggak kerja makin beda. Boipokan, naik basikan, tengah hari, tengah panen. Apo dayo, motong gota, apo nak dikato. Kalau boleh nak jadi cikgu sekolah kek kolo pilah. Sawah lebar, kobau banyak, air pigi, sejuk sekali. Sunyi sopi, tak ada orang, apa nak dikato. Kalau boleh nak bising-bising macam pokan tampi. Boreh kampung, masak lomak, cili api. Mesen padi, tak ada lagi, apa nak dikato. Ramai orang dah kojo kilang kek pokan seromban. Batu ompek, toluk komang, tompe orang, mandi mando. Hari minggu, ponoh sosak, apa nak dikato. Air laut bertambah masin, kek pokat pordiksa. Naik basikan, tengah hari, tengah panen. Apo dayo, motong gota, apo nak dikato. Kalau boleh nak jadi cikgu sekolah, kek kolo pilah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indah percaya dah lu aku sama bini dong.
Pokoknya mau tidak mau ama ama carian bini-bini.
Deh, berpikir mana lah 1000 kali lu yuk.
Alah 1 juta kali dah berpikir dah ama ama.
Lai kau mungkin lu raso eh.
Mana mungkin dah ama.
Lai tak lu ke sawah bagai.
Mengapa lu ke sawah dah ama? Yang penting makan dah maknya.
Naik kejean ke ama. tolong carian cie ma indah para luranca asa indah bantu ama Beko den takui akan nai santuang palalai Ama, nama bininya ma Ama, kecil orang sero lo bini itu dah ma
Apa ada sero di angkua? Bantuan angka tahu lo ang Titian beraku ada angku ma Adanya merasa ditinggal napa angga
Ya kan salah ma, ama anda salah apa Gede, ama anda jangan
Ada lo pakai saya jaga Dan masuk anang beli aku
Kamu akan memasukan
Entah, kamu aku lah
Palalai.
Yang mana isel ketujuh nak?
Yang mana ama carian tawa?
Ama pilihan nih.